ब्रह्मा देवानां प्रथमः सम्बभूव विश्वस्य कर्ता भुवनस्य गोप्ता सब्रह्मविद्यां सर्वविद्याप्रतिष्ठां अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठपुत्राय प्राह अथर्वणेयां प्रवदेत ब्रह्मा अथर्वातां पुरोवाच अंगिरे ब्रह्म विद्याम् सभारद्वाजाय सत्यवहाय प्राह भारद्वाजोऽङ्गिरसे परावराम् शौनको ह वै महाशालः अङ्गिरसं विधिवदुपसन्नः त्रिविधिवदुपसन्नः पप्रच शौनको ह वै महाशालः अङ्गिरसं विधिवदुपसन्नः पप्रच कस्मिन्नु भगवो विज्ञाते कस्मिन्नु भगवो विज्ञाते सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवतीति सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवतीति तस्मै सहोवाच द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये इति हस्मयद्ब्रह्मविदो वदन्ति परा चैवापरा च. I'm asking you, first of all, are you all able to read all the mantras correctly? All four mantras? You must be thoroughly, you must be able to read the mantras correctly, the correct pass. Then you must know the word meanings. Then you must know the explanation. Okay? Then you must know what is said in the bhashya. So four factors you have to remember. Correct reading of mantras. Word meanings of mantras, then the unfoldment of mantras, then what exactly Shankara Bhagavatpada has said in his commentary. This much we must have thorough understanding. We have read the mantras, have seen the word meanings. I also explained first four mantras. We haven't seen Shankaracharya's word meaning commentary. We have to see. Read the fourth mantra, third and the fourth mantra. Shaunako ha vai mahashalaha. This is where I am breaking. Shaunako ha vai mahashalaha. Angirasam vidhivadupasannaf papracha. Angirasam vidhivadupasannaf papracha. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate. सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवतीति कस्मिन्नु भगवो विज्ञाते सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवतीति. फोर्थ मंत्र तस्मै सहोवाच द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये इतिहस्मत् यद् ब्रह्म विदो वदन्ति इतिहस्म यद् ब्रह्म विदो वदन्ति पराचैवापराच. दिस् मच वी हैव लर्न्ड, वी हैव सीन. सो वी सी गो बैक टू द भाष्यम. नाउ वी सी फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट वी सी द भाष्यम ऑफ ऑल दिस, देन वी विल गो अहेड. In the opening, the text which you have sent already, Tara has sent it, there the Bhashyam, the Shanti Mantra is there, and just below the Shanti Mantra, you have the Bhashyam. Om. You have to be very careful with the print. Brahma, Devanam, Ityadi, Atharvana Veda Upanishad. First, what does the first sentence say? Brahma, please see, it is not spelling mistake, some correction is not, the print is not very clear. Brahma Devanam. Can you see that? Brahma Devanam. I'm reading the first sentence. After the Shanti Mantra, Om Shantihi. And the first sentence, Om Brahma Devanam Ityadi ಆಥರ್ವಣೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಇತ್ಯಾದ್ಯಾಥರ್ವಣೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಅಸ ಯಣ್ ಸಂಧಿ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಆಥರ್ವಣೋಪನಿಷತ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವಾನಾಂ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಇತ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವಾನಾಂ ಇತಿ ಆದಿ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವಾನಾಂ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಓಕೆ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವಾನಾಂ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವಾನಾಂ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ಒನ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅಥರ್ವಣ ವೇದ. ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅಥರ್ವಣ ವೇದ. Therefore, it is known as what? Atharvana Upanishad. See, Atharvana Vedasya Upanishad is called Atharvana Upanishad. Is it clear? It's called Taddhita Prayoga, which I have yet to teach you. What is Taddhita? I'll teach you later on. Okay? Anything pertaining to, belonging to, associated with Atharvana is called Atharvana. ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ದೇವಾನಾಂ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ 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 ಆಥರ್ವಣೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಇತ್ಯಾದ್ಯಾಥರ್ವಣೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಸ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ದೇವಾನಾಂ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಅನ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅಥರ್ವಣ ವೇದ. Therefore, it's called Atharvana Upanishad, means Upanishad belonging to an Atharvana Veda. Okay. Next sentence. Asyascha, asyascha, vidya sampradaya. Are you all following? Have you all found the words that where I'm reading? The Bhashan? Okay. Asyascha means asyaha cha, and. So this all the mantras beginning with the Brahma, Devanam, etc., which form the Upanishad belonging to Atharvana Veda. And, cha, and, asyaha, cha, that cha, and, vidya, sampradaya, kartru, vidya, sampradaya, kartru, paramparya, lakshana, sambandham, vidya, ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಕರ್ತೃ ಪಾರಂಪರ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಸಂಬಂಧಂ ಆದೌ ಏವ ಆಹ. ಆರ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ನೌ? ಆದೌ ಏವ ಆಹ, ಆದಾವೇವಾಹ. ಯು ಮಸ್ಟ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಸಂಧಿ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್. ಆಯವಾಯಾವ ಸಂಧಿ, ಇಸ್ನ್ ಇಟ್? ಆದೌ ಏವ, ಆದಾವೇವ ಆಹ. What does it mean? Adav eva aha. In the beginning itself, Adav means in the opening mantra itself. Adav, adihi. Adav in the beginning. Adav, locative care, form of adi. Adav eva, in the beginning itself, aha. Aha said. Okay. What says in the beginning? Upanishad says. Upanishad says in the very beginning itself, Adav Eva Aha. The very beginning itself, Upanishad says. The very opening verse, Upanishad says. What does Upanishad say? Sambandham. Upanishad talks about the connection. Upanishad talks about the sambandha, connection. Connection in the form of what? Lakshana means in the form of, connection form of sam. Paramparya. Paramparyam. Paramparyam means lineage. Okay? Parampara is a feminine gender word. Paramparyam is a neuter noun. Paramparyam means lineage. Parampara means lineage. Okay? So Upanishad said in the very beginning, the opening verse itself, the connection in the form of connection of what? The link. Paramparyam. Paramparyam, the lineage of what? Kartru. Lineage of the maker of sampradaya. Vidya sampradaya kartru. Vidya sampradaya kartru. Paramparyam. The lineage of teachers who preserve the traditional teaching methodology. Vidya sampradaya means, sampradaya means the traditional teaching methodology is called sampradaya. What is sampradaya? Traditional teaching methodology, traditional method of unfoldment of vidya, of this knowledge, Brahma vidya. Vidya sampradaya means what? Traditional method of unfoldment, traditional teaching methodology of this Brahma Vidya, the knowledge, the traditional method of imparting the knowledge. And there's a lineage of teachers. Sampradaya Kartru means a teacher. A teacher who preserves the methodology, the teaching methodology. The method of unfoldment. All the teachers, there's a lineage of teachers who preserve the teaching methodology. Method of unfoldment of Brahma Vidya. So the very first word, what does it do? Vidya Sampradaya Kartru Paramparya Lakshana Sambandham Adoyeva Aha. The very first verse, this Upanishad, in the beginning itself, presents the, or said, the connection, Sambandham, in the form of the lineage of the teachers who preserve the traditional teaching methodology of this knowledge. Asyascha means what? Of this Upanishad. Asyaha means of this Upanishad. The first Upanishad says in the very beginning itself, the first mantra itself, the beginning, talks about the sampradaya, talks about the lineage of teachers, talks about the traditional teaching methodology. Swayameva, Upanishad itself presents. Others are not talking about, okay? Who is talking about this? Who is talking about the Brahma Vidya Sampradaya Kartru Parampari Lakshana Sambandham? Who is talking about the lineage of teachers who preserve the method of unfoldment? Swayameva, Upanishad itself talks. Swayameva means Upanishad herself talks. For what? Stutyartham. Kimartham? Stutyartham. For glorifying, for praising, for the sake of praising, glorifying. Stutyartham. Swayameva, Upanishad itself. Asyaha, of this Upanishad, the very beginning itself, who talks about Upanishad? Talked about the connection, sambandha. In the form, sambandha means in the form of the Brahma Vidya Sampradaya. Who are the Sampradaya Kartaraha? Brahma Vidya Sampradaya Kartru Param Kartaraha means the lineage, the teachers. Brahma Vidya Sampradaya Kartru here is the teachers. The Paramparam is the lineage. So the lineage of teachers having Bhagavan itself, Bhagavan himself as the beginning link is discussed in this first verse. Is it clear? Is first line clear?
So, Sani, what does Swayameva refer to?
Swayameva, Upanishad is herself. See, Swayameva. Swayameva means one by one's own self. See, Swayameva means oneself, one's own self. Upanishad says, Asyaha of this Brahma Vidyas, of this Upanishads, for the glorification of its Upanishad, Upanishad itself talks about the, who is talking about the Brahma Vidya Parampara, some lineage of teachers. Upanishad Swayameva Stutyartam Aha. Upanishad herself. See, the, I want to tell you one thing. Upanishad is a feminine gender word. Don't forget it. Upanishad is a takarantaha strilingaha Upanishad shabdaha. And the meaning of which is Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya, Vidya is akaranta strilinga shabdaha. Upanishad is a takaranta strilinga shabdaha. Anyway, Upanishad, Brahma Vidya, both words are feminine gender words. Is it clear? So, asyaha. Vidya sampradaya kartru parampari lakshana sambandham adho eva aha swayameva stutyartam. See, not other teachers, not other person, Upanishad herself, Upanishad itself talked about the glorification, for the purpose of glorification, for praising the sampradaya, for praising the lineage, the greatness of, for praising the knowledge, for praising, for glorifying this Brahma Vidya. Upanishad itself talks about the connection between the knowledge and the parampara. How can you talk about the greatness of the knowledge? How glorious, how great is this Brahma Vidya? How do you know? This Brahma Vidya is ordinary, not ordinary Brahma Vidya. See, glorification of what? Glorification of Brahma Vidya. Asyaha. Asyaha. Stutyartam. The glorific for the, for praise, for the praise, for the sake of praising, for the sake of glorifying is Brahma Vidya. So it talks about the connection. What is the connection? This Brahma Vidya is coming through the lineage of teachers, which has Bhagavan himself as the beginning link. Is it clear? That is a sambandha. This sambandha between the knowledge and the parampara. This knowledge is coming down through the lineage of teachers, and for which the beginning link is Bhagavan. This is the glorification. This is the greatness. Kimartam Upanishad Swayameva Brahma Vidya Sampradaya Parampari Lakshana Sambandham Adavevaha. Why do we talk about it? Stutyartam. For glorification. Now, see, I don't know whether you all, how many of you have read our Swamiji's unfoldment of this Upanishad with Dharmaji. If you haven't, and I want to request all of you to read the book. How many of you have Upanishad book? Swamiji's book. Mundaka Upanishad. Now, after I read this, you have to read that book also for your understanding. Is it clear? If any of you don't have, and I can arrange for you to get the books. Whoever doesn't have Mundaka Upanishad Swamiji's books, whether it's unfounded, Swamiji's unfounded, I want to read it.
What's the meaning of Lakshana here?
Lakshanam, this is Parampara Lakshanam. In the form of the lineage of teachers, in the form of Lakshanam. Lakshanam sometimes is used in the form of, in terms of. See, connection in terms of, connection in the form of the lineage of teachers who know, who preserve the methodology of this Brahma Vidya. Vidyayaha sampradayasya kartrunam paramparyasya lakshana sambandham. Paramparya lakshana sambandham adavyeva aha. Paramparyasya sambandham aha. That's the meaning. Evam hi. And then go to the next line. Evam hi mahadbihi. See, below the line, what is there is another tika. We are not reading the tika now, okay? Only doing the Shankaracharya's commentary. Evam hi. Board second page. Mahad bihi. Board second page, please. Mahad bihi. Parama purushartha sadhanatvena. Evam in this manner. Evam hi. Indeed. In this manner. Are you able to see? Evam hi. Have you all got second page, second line? Even if you're slow, doesn't matter. You become a thorough understanding. Evam hi. Second page. In this manner, indeed, mahat bihi. By great people, by great sages. Mahat bihi means by great people, by great saints, by great sages, by great teachers. Mahat bihi. By great people. Parama purushartha sadhanatvena. Parama purushartha means what? Exalted goal, exalted human pursuit is parama purushartha. Absolute end. Parama purushartha means absolute end, ultimate goal, exalted goal is parama purushartha. Parama purushartasya sadhanam. Parama purushartha sadhanam. The means of accomplishing the absolute goal. Sadhanam means means. Sadhanam means means. Are you all following? Are you all with me? Okay. Parama purushartha sadhanatvena.
Swamini, next word. Huh? I'm not able to follow, Swamini. Which mantra you are on? I am completely lost.
No mantra. I'm still reading Bhashyam. See, there's a Bhashyam and Tika. The book has both. You are very lucky to have got this text. But we are not doing the Tika. Only the Bhashyam. Okay? You must see, you must have done the original text in order to be eligible to do the Bhashyam. You must have done the Bhashyam in order to be eligible to do the Tika. See, there's a line and below the line, what is Tika. Tika means what? Tika means explanatory notes. Okay? Commentary upon commentary is called Tika. Commentary is called Bhashyam. Is it clear? How can you read the commentary upon commentary without having read the commentary? So we are only focusing our attention is only on the commentary Bhashyam. And Bhashyam is by original Shankaracharya's Bhashyam. And to be able to read the Bhashyam, you must have read the text first. That's why I have completed first four mantras. Now you're eligible to read the Bhashyam of those mantras. Is it clear? You do the Bhashyam, what happens? What you have already studied should become thorough. You will never, even in sleep, somebody wakes you up and asks you, what is the first mantra of the Mundakopra? You must be Brahma, Devana, Padma, Sambhava. What does it mantra say? It presents the glorification of Brahma Vidya. By presenting the, talking about the lineage of teachers, finished. That's all. Nothing much. So because you're reading everything is,
which page?
See, I request you when I'm doing the class, better let me focus. People kept on texting me. Yeah? Yes, Prabhuji?
Are you not following this book, Swamini?
That book for you is to read afterwards. Have you got a Sanskrit text which you have been sent?
I have to look up, Swamini.
Shruti. Look in Shruti.
Okay.
Yeah, see, like Dr. Ambi, you must all get your text, print out, make a book, and you must give separate text. Who's looking into the phone? The phone will run, and then they ask you to stop in the class. Or we have only once a week class. And all day, sometimes I had to helplessly miss the timings because of the connections. Please, all of you see that this is a wonderful book. But Tara has sent nice book. I have to go and buy it. You can buy it. It's a different thing. But it will take very long. Something you just got, please take a printout of the good copies and make a book of your own. It's just worth doing it. It's okay? Okay, luckily for next class, be ready with that. Right? Now at least today, let us continue with this. I want to see the without reading the Bhashyam, you cannot read the Tika. Without reading the Moola Grantha, original text, you cannot read the Bhashyam. That is Sampradaya compulsion. So you learned first four mantras. Now we are seeing the commentary first. In the commentary, Shankaracharya says, Upanishad herself for glorifying this, the greatness of knowledge, for glorifying this knowledge, presents the connection. Connection between the parampara, the lineage of teachers and the Brahma Vidya. How glorious is Brahma Vidya? Brahma Vidya, which has been being preserved by the lineage of teachers. And who, having Bhagavan, the Sampradaya Kartru, Bhagavan is the one who, the maker of Sampradaya, creator of the teaching methodology, and the lineage teachers who come in the lineage who preserve the teaching methodology, and through them, this knowledge has been coming down. So it is great. Okay. And then please don't read on your own what is given there. And you are not following, listening to me. Evam hi. Have you got it now? Second line. I'm moving to the next line. Go to page number 6. Mahadbihi, the great people. Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvena. Let me explain to you. Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvam is a noun. Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvena, third case. Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvam, one word. The third case of the word Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvam is what? Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvena. So, Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvam means having the status, of being the means of accomplishing an ultimate goal, moksha. Parama Purushartasya Sadhanam. Parama Purushartha Sadhanam. It's a compound word. See, so many compound words are used. Parama Purushartha Mokshaha. Okay, the absolute goal, ultimate end, the most exalt of all human pursuits is moksha. And moksha is said to be what? Parama Purushartha. Parama Purushartasya Sadhanam. Parama Purushartha Sadhanam. Are you all able to follow? Okay. The means of, the only means of accomplishing the ultimate human goal in terms of moksha. Is it clear? Okay. Parama Purushartha Sadhanam. Sadhanatvam means what? Tvam. When the tvam is added, it becomes a noun. Having this status. Prabhuji, it must be very easy for you. It's Kannada. Parama Purushartha Sadhanatva Ide Jnana Kenta. I say, okay? This Parama Purushartha Sadhanatvam, what is that which has the status of being the means of accomplishing the ultimate goal, moksha? Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya enjoys. Enjoys what? Sadhanatvam. Enjoys the status of being the means. Sadhanam means, sadhanatvam means has the status of being the means. Brahma Vidyayaha Paramapurushartha Sadhanatvam Asti. Brahma Vidyayaha Paramapurushartha Sadhanatvam Asti. Is it clear now? My sentence must be very clear. Whether you understand Shankaracharya's sentence or not, my sentence must be very clear now. Brahma Vidyayaha Paramapurushartha Sadhanatvam Asti means Brahma Vidya has the status of being the only means of accomplishing, achieving, attaining the absolute end called moksha. Okay. That is the next sentence. Okay. Now, Parapurushartha Sadhanatvena. Guruna. Ayasena labdha vidya iti. Parama purusharta sadhanatvena. Guruna ayasena. Be very careful. Vidya labdha. See, vidya labdha. And let me say, vidya labdha iti. Iti tas. Litas. Vidya labdha. Mean what? This knowledge of Brahman, the knowledge of the absolute reality has been gained. Vidya labdha. Vidya labdha. Knowledge was gained. Knowledge had been gained. Knowledge has been gained. Okay, this sentence can be translated in any form. Knowledge was gained. Vidya labdha or labdha vidya. Is it clear? Are you all with me? Are you able to read? See where I'm reading? Okay. Vidya labdha iti. That iti leave the iti. Take sentence vidya labdha. Knowledge has been gained. By whom? Mahadbihi, by great sages, by great people, by men of wisdom, knowledge has been gained. How was it gained? Ayasena, with strain, with effort. Ayasaha means not easily. Okay? It's not easily. Brahma Vidya cannot be attained easily. So ayasena means with appropriate effort. Guruna ayasena means with great effort, the tremendous effort. Please understand the word guru here implies not the guru, not the teacher guru. Okay, guru, guruna ayasena means with a tremendous effort, with a tremendous, okay, with a great effort. Guru here means great, not the teacher. Guruna is adjective of ayasena. Kidrushena ayasena Brahma Vidya Mahadbihi Labda. Brahma Vidya, the knowledge of reality, Brahman, has been gained by men of wisdom with great effort, the tremendous effort. Guruna ayasena. Why? As ayasena. And as the one having the status of being the means of attaining moksha. Paramapurushartha. Is the one? Is it clear? Have you got me a first one sentence? It must be very clear now. Repeat it again. Evamhi mahadbihi paramapurushartha sadhanatvena guruna ayasena vidya labdha. Knowledge has been gained by great people with great effort as the one having the status of being the only means of attaining Paramapurushartha, the exalted goal, moksha. Is it clear? Why did they gain the Brahma Vidya? Because Brahma Vidya is the one having the status of being the only means of attaining moksha. How did they attain it? The great effort. Guruna ayasena was gained. Okay. Iti thus. Shrotru buddhi. Prarochanaya. Shrotru buddhi prarochanaya vidyam mahi karoti. Beautiful sentence. Shrotru buddhi prarochanaya vidyam mahi karoti. Mahi karoti is a word. Okay, verb. Vidyam, the shloka, Upanishad itself glorifies. Mahi karoti means talks about the greatness or glorifies. vidyam mahi karoti, glorifies the knowledge. Vidyam mahi karoti. Who? Upanishad herself talks about the glorification of the Brahma Vidya. Mahi karoti. Mahi karoti means makes it big, great, talks about the greatness, glorifies. Vidyam mahi karoti, vidyam prashamsati. Who? Upanishad glorifies Brahma Vidya. For what? Prarochanaya. Prarochanam. For enthusing, for encouraging. Prarochanam. 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 Prarochate is a verb. Prarochate is a verb. Prarochanam means, prarochana means enthusing, encouraging, creating love. For exaggerating. One more meaning, for seducing. It's a good seduction, isn't it? You people have, you say, we must become mad after Brahma Vidya. I want Brahma Vidya. I must become mad after Brahma Vidya. In fact, for making people mad, go mad after Brahma Vidya. Prarochanam means enthusing, encouraging, exciting, creating love, passion for Brahma Vidya. It's amazing. Sanskritam is so expressive. To make it very clear, I have to say so many words. To make a person crave for Brahma Vidya, to create a tremendous love for Brahma Vidya, kind of prarochanam. Okay. Prarochanaya, for enthusing, for exciting, for creating love for Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya mahi karoti. Upanishad glorifies, praises knowledge. For enthusing, encouraging, for creating passion for knowledge. Where? Shrotru buddhau. Shrotrunam buddhishu. Okay? Shrotrunam buddhishu. Or shrotru buddhi prarochanartham. For creating love for Brahma Vidya in the minds of listeners. Shrotrunam buddhi prarochanaya, for creating passion, love for Brahma Vidya in the minds of those who are listening to the teaching. Shrotrunam buddhi prarochanaya vidya mahi karoti. Beautiful. Kimartam upanishad vidya mahi karoti. Mahi karoti means what? Prashamsati. Upanishad glorifies Brahma Vidya. We don't need to talk about Upanishad, the text itself. Herself glorifies Brahma Vidya. Mahi karoti prashamsati. Kimartam? Prarochanartham. Prarochanartham. Prarochanaya. See, artham, fourth case come together. Prarochanaya, for glory, for enthusing, for encouraging, for creating, seducing, for creating passion for Brahma Vidya. In the minds of the listeners. Shrotru buddhi means what? Shrotrunam buddhish. Prarochanaya. Or shrotrunam buddhihi prarochanaya. Is it clear? Buddhihi prarochanaya, for creating passion for Brahma Vidya in the minds of listeners. Upanishad itself glorifies Brahma Vidya. Now read, why? Why does Upanishad glorify Brahma Vidya? For creating passion for Brahma Vidya? Because Brahma Vidya is not gained easily. ayasena labdha. Not ordinary ayasa, not ordinary strain, effort. Guruna ayasena means mahata ayasena. The great effort, the tremendous effort alone, this knowledge has been gained by great people. As the one having the status of being the means of attaining the Paramapurushartha Moksha, therefore, thus, iti, thus, in order to create enthusiasm in the minds of listeners, Upanishad herself glorifies Brahmavidya. This is the meaning of the sentence. Let us see the again. Mahadbihi, evam hi mahadbihi, parama purushartha sadhanatvena, guruna ayasena labdha vidya iti, shrotru buddhi prarochanaya, vidyam mahi karoti. Got it? Okay, how many of you are not satisfied?
Sorry, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
We got in the we got evam hi mahadbihi, and we got guruna ayasena. Are those three connected?
See, the from the beginning, evam hi, evam, in this manner. Okay, in this manner, evam, in this manner, hi, indeed, mahadbihi, by great people, Purushartha sadhanatvena guruna ayasena brahma vidya labdha. This knowledge has been gained by great people with tremendous effort as the one having the status of being the only means of attaining moksha. Therefore, iti he means thus. Therefore, shrotra buddhi parochanaya vidya mahikaroti. This is again an explanation. Why does Upanishad herself glorify Brahmavidya? What is the purpose? So Upanishad glorifies Brahmavidya to create enthusiasm, to enthuse the minds of students. Why? Because it has been gained with the tremendous effort by great people. And as the one having only from the status of being the means of attainment of moksha. See, Brahma Vidya is great because it's the only means of attaining moksha. Okay, Brahma Vidya has the status of being the means of attaining moksha. And therefore, because Brahma Vidya is worth making efforts to attain that jnana. So this, for great people, it has been achieved. It's knowledge has been gained. But still, it's not easy. They really, this tremendous effort, they accomplished it. So, therefore, what happens, Upanishad also further glorifies, the people, listeners will not feel tired. Oh, boring. We don't want interest. So, somehow the interest has to be, see, one must have the craving, passion for knowledge. Only then, vairagyam toward the world is possible. Therefore, Upanishad is glorifying. Is it clear now? Nod your heads, please, still or not. See, kim mahi, prashamsati mahi karoti. Okay, next sentence. Stutya, now, he further says, stutya, I'm only reading the bhashyam, not reading the commentary, the tika. Stutya, prarochitayam hi vidyayah. Sadarah. Pravarteran iti. Stutya prarochitayam hi vidyayah sadarah pravarteran iti. When people when the intellect of the listeners is inspired. Prarochitayam, stutya prarochitayam. When the intellects of the people when the intellect is when encouraged, prarochitayam stutya, when encouraged with glorification, and people become supporters. Pravarteran means people will become, the listeners will become the supporters. The supporters, people will be interested. Sadaraha, people will become interested in Brahma Vidya. Vidyayaha sadaraha pravarteran. Vidyayaha sadaraha. Pravarteran means what? They will become. Pravarteran means they will become. People will become, listeners will become what? Sadaraha, will become interested, enthusiastic of pursuing this Brahma Vidyayaha Sadaraha. People will become the supporters of Brahma Vidya. Prarochita, stutya prarochitayam, when encouraged, enthused, with glorification, stutya, with the glorification, prarochitayam, when encouraged, when enthused, people will turn to be supporters of Brahma Vidya. People will be interested in Brahma Vidya. That's the meaning.
Sadaraha means ordinary people, Swamini.
Huh?
Sadaraha means ordinary people, no?
No. Sadaraha. Sadaraha means supporters. Adaram. Not Tamil Sadaram. See, Sadharanam is different from Sadaraha. Adaram. Adara. Adaram means support. Sadaraha pravarteran means sadaraha bhavishyanti. See, pravarteran means bhavishyanti, will become. Sometimes I don't tell the form because I have to teach you ling. That's why I haven't taught you. I'm keeping quiet. Is it clear? Sadaraha bhavishyanti. So they'll become supporters of what? Vidyayaha, they become supporters of Brahma Vidya. When encouraged, parochitayam. Encouraged how? With glorification. Okay, next. Prayojaninatu. I'm going to stop and go to the new mantra. Prayojaninatu. Vidyayaha prayojanena. Prayojanam means benefit. Prayojanam means benefit. Use. Prayojanam is a noun. In Tamil also you know. Till now you can tell the meaning, okay? Prayojanam means use, benefit. Prayojanena, with the use, with the benefit of Vidyayaha prayojanena, with the use of, the benefit of the knowledge. Sadhya sadhana lakshanam sambandham uttaratra vakshyati. Uttaratra means further, later on. Uttaratra, atra, tatra, sarvatra, anyatra. You've learnt it, all indicable words. Uttaratra means later on. In later on, not now. Upanishad later on is going to say Vakshyati. Upanishad is going to say later on. Vakshyati will say. Is going to say. Upanishad Vakshyati. Upanishad Vakshyati means Upanishad is going to say. Going to speak. Going to say. When? Later on. Uttaratra. Uttaratra. Later on. Upanishad is going to say. What sambandham, the relationship, the connection. Upanishad is going to show, going to say later on the connection. What connection, what sambandha? Sambandham in terms of sadhya sadhanam, the means and the end. Sadhyam means the end, sadhanam means means. Sadhya sadhana sambandha. Are you following? Sadhya sadhana sambandha. See, if you want proper standard class, you have to learn like this. Because we're very slow, so it's okay. Sadhya sadhana sambandha. But thorough study, slow and steady. You will never forget. Sadhya sadhana sambandha means connection. What connection? Connection between the means and the end. Sadhyam means the end. Sadhanam means means. Mokshaha sadhyaha jnanam sadhanam. Vidya sadhanam. Brahma vidya is the sadhanam. Mokshaha sadhyaha. And between Brahma vidya and mokshaha, what is the sambandha? Sadhya sadhana sambandha. Or sadhana sadhya sambandha. Is it clear? You can say sadhana sadhya sambandha or sadhya sadhana sambandha. It's called sadhya sadhana sambandha. What is sambandha? Why should I be interested in Brahma Vidya? Because I'm interested in Brahma Vidya because Brahma Vidya is the only means of accomplishing the parapurushartha mokshaha, which is the sadhya. Okay, what is sadhya? Sadhya is that which is to be accomplished. Sadhyam means that which is to be attained is sadhyaha. It is sadhyam or sadhya. Mokshaha sadhyaha. Jnanam sadhyam. Okay? Please listen. Sadhya, to be accomplished. Sadhanam, the means of accomplishment. So sadhana sadhya sambandha or sadhya sadhana sambandha means the connection. What is the connection between jnanam and moksha? Why should I be interested in jnanam? Because jnanam is the only means of attaining moksha. And moksha is my ultimate choiceless goal. Therefore, sadhya sadhana sambandha is there. So Upanishad is going to show later on in the same Upanishad. Later on, Upanishad is going to show or is going to say the sambandha in terms of sadhanam and sadhyam. It's a connection between knowledge and moksha. Okay, Brahma vidyayaha prayojanena sadhya sadhana lakshana sambandham uttaratra vakshyati. The benefit of knowledge. Upanishad is going to say later on in the same text the connection between knowledge and moksha as the means, connection between means and the end. What is the connection? Palashruti. Already Shankaracharya quotes. That is why Mula Grantha must be studied before going to the Bhashyam. Because in Bhashyam they will quote the mantra that is going to come later on also. Vidyate hridaya granthi ityadina. So, vidyate hridaya granthi is a mantra which is going to come later on. Hridaya granthi, the knot of the heart. What a knot of the heart? Ignorance. Vidyate breaks. The knot of the heart breaks. Means the ignorance in the mind will resolve. Thereby one discover moksha. This is the benefit of the knowledge. And Upanishad is going to talk about the benefit of knowledge later on. We'll stop there. We will go to the mantra. Is it clear? Until then, I want you to learn today. Is it clear or not? We'll read from the beginning. Om Brahma Devanam Ityadi Atharvanopanishad. Asyascha Vidya Sampradaya Kartru Parampari Lakshana Sambandham Adau Yeva Aha Swayameva Stutyartham. Evam hi Mahadvihi Paramapurushartha Sadhanatvena Guruna Ayasena Labdha Vidya Iti Shrotra Buddhi Prarochanaya vidyam mahi karoti. Stutya prarochitayam hi vidyayaha sadaraha pravarteran iti. Prayojanenat vidyayaha sadhya sadhana lakshana sambandham uttaratra vakshyati vidyate hridaya granthihi ityadina. Is it clear, the first mantras?
So Maniji, what does ityadina mean?
Itya, etc. Itya. See, ityadi means etc. Brahma devanam ityadi, etc. Ityadi, etc. See, all the mantras, ityadi, such as Brahma devanam, etc. Okay? Brahma devanam, etc. Brahma devanam, ityadi. Mantraha. All of them form the Upanishad belonging to Atharvana Veda. Atharvanopanishad means Atharvana Veda Upanishad. You got it? At least, what page I've read, is it clear now for you? Then I'm going slowly, I'm not doing Naharashi. We saw in the third verse, Shaunakoha, only the mantra now. Come back to the mantra. Shaunakoha vai maha shalaha angirasam vidivadu pasannaf papracha. Don't worry, what I'll do next class, I'll take only the Bhasham part and text you. Okay, so that you can, before you go, you won't have find difficult. Because if you are struggling to search. So what in the next class? You keep this text. I'll send you that plain only the Bhashyam part of it. So you will not be, it won't be strained for you. Okay? I can understand that you are struggling to, because my buddhi goes all over going and searching for it. I'll send you only the Bhashyam without the tika. You keep this, the text. Then I'll show you how to do it. Shaunakoha vai maha shalaha angirasam vidivadupasannaf papracha kasmin bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavatiti. We saw the Shaunaka, the great, who was Shaunaka, I explained to you last class itself, the great householder Shaunaka, maha shalaha, the great householder Shaunaka, the great householder implies he must have been a great karma yogi, he must have lived a clean life of dharma, he must have fed many people, he must perform rituals, so that he was qualified enough to aspire for jnanam, and he approached the teacher with a proper manner, respectfully, and he asked the teacher, Hey Bhagavaha, O Lord, kasmin vijnate, what is it one thing by knowing which, idam sarvam vijnatam bhavati, everything else becomes known as it were. And here, the teacher must have, the Shaunaka must have asked because, I'll read the Bhashyam for that mantra, then you'll understand it. Enjoy that also later on. Okay? The Shaunaka was able to ask because he must have understood this fact. What is the fact? If you have the knowledge of the cause, effect is known as it were. This is a secret, okay? If a person has the knowledge of the cause, the effect becomes known as it were. Why? Because the effect does not have independent existence of its own outside of the cause. The cause and the effect are inseparable. Just as gold and ornament are inseparable, water and the ocean are inseparable, wooden furniture are inseparable, the cause and the effect are inseparable. By knowing the cause, effect is known as it were. So, having got this understanding, now he is asking the question because for the, with reference to the entire universe also, there must be one cause. Jagat Karana must be there. By knowing this cause of this entire universe, the entire universe becomes known as it were. Therefore, he is asking this question. Kasmin vijnate, by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were. And for which the teacher does not give direct answer. he gives indirect answer. Why? Because his very Brahma Vidya is, by knowing Brahman, the whole jagat becomes known as it were. He could have easily given the answer, but he didn't want to say that. And slowly he had his teaching. And we saw the fourth mantra also. Tasmai saho vacha. The teacher Angira spoke to the student Shaunaka. Tasmai saha ha vacha. Ve vidye veditavye. Itihasmad yad brahma vido vadanti. Paracha. Parachaiva paracha. Parachayeva aparacha. He says, the twofold knowledge, paravidya and aparavidya, this twofold knowledge must be known, understood. Thus say, Brahma vidaha, itihasma yad, Brahma vidaha vadanti, the people of wisdom, okay, Brahma vidaha, people who know Brahman, people who have understood the reality, and people who have the people of clear vision of the reality. People who have the clear vision of the reality are said to be Brahma Vidaha. And Brahma Vidaha, the great teachers, great men of wisdom, they say that the twofold knowledge must be understood. Dve vidye veditavye. Okay. First, in the fifth mantra I'm going to read today. Fifth mantra, first he introduces aparavidya. See, paravidya is not talking about. Okay, why? Paravidya is Brahma vidya. Paravidya, the exalted knowledge, absolute knowledge is Brahma vidya, knowledge of the reality. Subtlest teaching. Before going, he says, what is aparavidya? So, Rishi Angiras to the student Shaunaka first talks about the aparavidya. Aparavidya is introduced in the fifth mantra. This is the mantra. Tatra para rigvedo yajurveda samavedo tharva veda. Break that. Tatra para rigvedo yajurveda samavedo tharva veda. Siksha, there's a small mistake is there, the mantra, if you're following the same textbook, so not Vedehe, okay, Vedaha, that, if you're following that book, that text, the PDF sent to you, small mistake, not Vadehe, okay, maybe Vedaha, which text you're following, okay, if you're following some of these books, okay, fine. As we read this. Tatra para rigvedo yajurveda samaveda samavedo tharva veda. There's no full stop in mantras. Don't know where exactly to stop. So how to read? Tatra para rigvedo yajurveda samavedo tharva veda. Siksha kalpo vyakaranam niruktam chando jyotishamiti. Siksha kalpo vyakaranam niruktam chando jyotishamiti. Atha parayayata daksharamadhigamyate. What is paravidya? What is aparavidya? Both vidyas are introduced in the fifth mantra. Tatra, first learn to read the mantra first properly. Tatra para rigvedo yajurveda samavedo tharva veda. Siksha kalpo vyakaranam niruktam chando jyotishamiti. Full stop. Atha parayayata daksharamadhigamyate. Again read the mantra. Tatra para rigvedo yajurveda samavedo tharva veda. Siksha kalpo vyakaranam niruktam chando jyotishamiti. Atha parayayata daksharamadhigamyate. See, other Upanishads have swaras. For Mundaka, we don't have swara. So you can't recite, no? Actually, Taittiriyam is very easy. Swaras are there, you can read according to the swaras, like how you chant Rudram. But here, no swaras. No full stop. We have to have proper understanding. Tatra para rigvedo yajurveda samavedo tharva vedaha siksha kalpo vyakaranam niruktam chando jyotishamiti atha parayaya tadaksharam adhigamyate. Okay, what is para? Tatra. Tatra literally means there. There means with reference to those twofold vidya, which should be understood by us. Tatra, with reference to those twofold vidya, dve vidye veditavye. Just with reference to the twofold vidya, twofold knowledge mentioned in the previous mantra, there, tatra, apara, apara vidya, the knowledge of secondary importance, apara, consists of what? All the four Vedas come under the category of apara vidya. All four Vedas also come under the category of apara vidya only. So he is Rigvedaha. See, because of Sandhi, becomes Rigvedo. Rigvedaha, Yajurvedaha, Samavedaha, Atharva Vedaha. All four Vedas come under the category of Aparavidya. Okay? When you say all four Vedas, what should you understand? All the mantras which form the Upanishads also come under the category of Aparavidya only. Is it clear? All the Upanishads which form the end portion of the Veda also come under the category of Aparavidya only. Okay, next. Siksha Kalpaha Vyakaranam. So when you're reading the mantra, Siksha Kalpo Vyakaranam Niruktam Chando Jyotishamiti. But we want the meanings. Siksha Kalpaha Vyakaranam Niruktam Chandas Jyotisham Iti. What are the six? Siksha, Kalpaha, Vyakaranam, Niruktam, Chandas, Jyotisham. The six words are there. These six constitute six Veda Angas, six auxiliary sciences. See, to have the knowledge of the Vedas, in order to be able to understand the Veda mantras, one must have Vedanga, knowledge of Vedangas. There are six Vedangas. Vedanga means what? An Anga of Veda means, Veda is the Angi. Veda is the main text. And to be able to understand the main text, one must have the knowledge of auxiliary sciences. The six auxiliary sciences. What are they? Siksha, Kalpaha, Vyakaranam, Niruktam, Chandas, Jyotisham, Iti. Each and every topic I'll explain to you next class. What is Siksha? What is Kalpaha? What is Vyakaranam? What is Niruktam? What is Chandas? What is Jyotisham? Okay? The six auxiliary sciences. In Sanskritam, they are called Siksha, Kalpaha, Vyakaranam, Niruktam, Chandas, Jyotisham. So one must have the knowledge of these six Vedangas. So all the six Vedangas, the knowledge of which enables a person to understand the contents of the Veda. The six Vedangas also come under the category of aparavidya. Do you need it in aparavidya jnanam to attain moksha? No, not necessary. Thank God. Okay? You don't need the Vedanga jnanam, Vedic jnanam to understand, to attain arj of Brahman. Therefore, he says, so knowledge of Vedas, four Vedas, knowledge of six Vedangas, all this knowledge. Now you can say the Vedas and Vedangas stand for the knowledge of anything and everything within the realm of matter in its entirety. All sciences, okay, knowledge of anything and everything within the realm of matter, all material sciences come under the category of aparavidya only. Is it clear? See, don't think MSc, BSc, BA, BCom, they're all not mentioned here. So what does it mean? If four Vedas and six Vedangas are mentioned, means four Vedas and Vedangas stand for, they themselves represent knowledge of anything and everything within the realm of material science. Okay? The material science in its entirety, knowledge of any material science in its entirety comes under the category of aparavidya. Oh my God. Then what is paravidya, if you ask? I'll unfold this mantra next class. Atha para. Atha, then para means paravidya is that. What is paravidya? What is that exalted knowledge? What is the knowledge? What is the primary knowledge? Paravidya. Yaya tadaksharam adhigamyate. Yaya vidyaya, that knowledge by which. Yaya means yaya vidyaya. Is it clear? Yaya is a relative pronoun. Yaya vidyaya. Yena jnanena. Yaya vidyaya. Yenda arivinal. Yaya vidyaya aksharam adhigamyate. Krishnaji, don't worry. You didn't miss anything. Yaya vidyaya aksharam adhigamyate. That knowledge by which aksharam is understood. Adhigamyate, that knowledge by which aksharam is understood, that knowledge alone is said to be paravidya. What is aksharam? Naksharati iti aksharam. Naksharati iti aksharam. That which does not perish. That which does not perish. That which does not change is aksharam. Okay? Aksharam, nakshatram in the same. That which does not perish is aksharam. Yaya vidyaya aksharam adhigamyate. That knowledge by which the imperishable is understood, that alone is said to be paravidya. Which means, there's only one thing which is imperishable. Everything else in this world is subject to change, subject to perish. The only thing which is not subject to perish is what? The absolute reality. It is the absolute reality which is implied by the term Brahman or Atma. And the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman or Atma alone is not subject to destruction, is not subject to get perished. Therefore, reality is implied by another word, aksharam. Brahman is implied by another word, aksharam, because the reality implied by the term Brahman is not subject to get subject to any destruction, not subject to get perished, doesn't perish. That which does not perish is aksharam. So that knowledge by which imperishable is understood is said to be aksharam. Therefore, knowledge of Brahman alone is said to be aparavidya. Brahma vidya is aparavidya. And knowledge of anything and everything other than Brahman is what? Aparavidya only. Is it clear? To say all sciences taught in all universities come under the category of aparavidya only. Is it clear? Okay, what are the six Vedangas? I'll explain next class, six Vedangas. And also I'll go to the next line of the Bhashyam. And what I'll do next class, before next class, I'll send you the just the Bhashyam part of the mantras. So you won't have confusion. Clear? I'll try to break and send you before that so that it will be easy for you. Tatra para. Just only 10 are mentioned. 4 Vedas and 6 Vedangas are mentioned together as Aparavidya. The 10 represent all sciences, all disciplines of science. Tatra para Rigvedo, Yajurveda, Samavedo, Tharva Vedaha. Siksha kalpo vyakaranam niruktam chando jyotishamiti. Atha parayaya tadaksharam adhigamyate. Aparavidya ityukte ka? Ka paravidya? The question is asked, answer is yaya vidyaya aksharam adhigamyate sa paravidya. You must be able to answer Sanskritam also. Paravidya ka? Ka paravidya? What is paravidya? The question is asked, how should you give the answer in Sanskritam? Sa vidya paravidya yaya vidyaya aksharam adhigamyate or yaya vidyaya aksharam adhigamyate sa paravidya. That knowledge by which the absolute imperishable reality is understood, that is paravidya. So Brahma vidya is paravidya. And knowledge of anything other than Brahman is what? Comes under the category of Aparavidya. So what are the six, what are the 4 Vedas? What are the 6 Vedangas? I'll explain to you next class. Is it clear? Any questions in what we have read today? So how many of you felt very, had a severe headache in Bhashyam class? It's okay. I could have been much faster, but I tried to be slow today because first class, we are reading it. And then you're struggling to find which should be read and all that. Somehow you're struggling with the tiny little headletters in the phone. So, next time, see that you all get, have it. And let me try to get only the, it's a very nice book actually. It's a beautiful verse also. No questions?
Swamini?
Yeah?
You know, the opera vidya is the science of matter, isn't it? Is this how I understand?
Opera vidya means knowledge of everything other than knowledge of reality is opera vidya. Knowledge of anything and everything. Everything other than the reality.
Okay.
See, knowledge of Paramatma alone, Paravidya. Knowledge of anything and everything, I can say, the knowledge of anything which within the realm of matter means what? Knowledge of anything and everything other than the knowledge of Brahman is Aparavidya only. So Upani does not elaborate and Upani does not say, the physics, chemistry, mathematics, geology, doesn't say all that. Just to make it short and brief and clean. 4 Vedas, 6 Vedangas. 10 stand for knowledge of anything and everything except knowledge of the reality.
Okay. Thanks.
This is Aparavidya. That is why it needs to be explained. Today I wanted you to know the meaning correctly. See, unless you know how to read the original text properly, you will not know understand how to understand the meanings properly. That is why I take much time. And see that by repeatedly reading, you must be able to memorize the mantras. Along with the mantras, the meanings also should slowly sink in.